Appendix, My Narnia Short Story. This is a What If short story set after Book 7, The Last Battle, in the Chronicles of Narnia that I wrote in the spring of 1990 when I attached it to the last two pages of my last high school research paper. Thankfully, in both technique and art, I've progressed as a writer since then. So here is my little ugly duckling of a story. Return of a Queen. This story isn't much of a story really, but an account of what had happened to the other queen of Caer Paravel. It was several years after the great train disaster, and everyone, especially the grown-ups, were saying how wonderful Susan was taking everything and being very grown-up and all that rot. But as a matter of fact, Susan didn't feel very grown-up. When Susan thought about that great train disaster years ago, she still felt like a little girl, ready to go off blubbing because her parents and her brother and sister were dead. Susan had been trying so hard to act grown-up that she became more and more sick until a kindly old doctor, not those new types of doctors who say that things were all in your mind and talk like rot, but a delightful little doctor with thick spectacles and a badger-like look, told Susan to stay in bed. In bed Susan stayed, but she grew worse and worse, her fair hair turning coarse like straw, and her rosy face so wan and pale that would make you cry if you looked at it. Susan would shiver, not the kind of shiver you have when you are in a drafty room and it's cold and all you need is a warm coat and some hot chocolate. Her room was warm and comfortable, but Susan still shivered, as if something inside her was cold and as drafty as her medicine-y room smelled because, after all, she was in a hospital. And still she shivered, and the doctors would prod her and look at her and click their tongues with a tisk, 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 because Susan wasn't supposed to be shivering, but she was. Susan grew weaker and weaker, as if she had been playing hide-and-seek without a rest, but Susan couldn't even talk, much less play. Then she closed her eyes feeling especially heavy like the way yours would feel when you're about to have the greatest, most delicious sleep you ever had. Susan slept, shivering with cold. But she woke up, not lying on a rough hospital bed, but on a mat of soft grass and heather. She felt the warm breath flowing over her, warm and soft and true. Susan opened her eyes. A sea of gold moved by itself, huge, shaggy, and bright, untamed, but good. Aslan, said Susan, and she sprung up and threw her pale arms around his great shaggy head and sobbed with joy into his fragrant mane. Welcome, daughter of Eve, said Aslan. This has been Scaffolds, a Childhood Memoir of Books, written by Rafael F. Ramos, narrated by Rafael F. Ramos.